Welcome, clones, to the Jim Rome Show. I am your host this week, Jim Rome. I am here at the jungle with talking about the smack off. With me here today is the man from Cleveland,
Sebastian Merrick, America's team.
As I call him, S from C-Town. And with me here is Ryan Record, who is from R from B-Town.
Pleasure. Glad to be here.
Clones, welcome to the show. It is Monday, October 8th, and we are going to talk about the smack off. Have you heard Kevin from SoCal's epic smack off from 2017, clones?
You really had to bring Jim Rome into this.
Pretty good impression.
Oh, man.
Phenomenal. Okay. All right, but no, this is actually.
We love you, Jim Rome.
This is the Benchwarmers Redemption. Yeah, we love you, Jim Rome. We're not Neil Everett. check that, Chris Everett on the show. Welcome. Do you get that one? No. Okay. There was a quarterback in the 90s named Neil Everett that Jim Rome made fun of because he got sacked a lot. He called him Chris Everett, which is the name of a female tennis player. He had him on an interview once and he kept calling him Chris Everett. And Neil said, "Say Chris Everett to my face one more time." And he does. And Neil Everett lunged at him and beat the crap out of him.
Fantastic.
Great TV moment. But anyway, clones, this is really the Benchwarmers Redemption. I am Alex Baker, and you've heard my two co-hosts introduce themselves. And so we're going to be recapping the week. How are you gents today?
Doing good. Celebrate good times, baby.
All right.
Woo!
Good times. What about your Indians? That's not good times.
Well, I'm still believing my Indians.
Okay, so what do you guys want to start off with first?
Let's start NFL as always, man.
All right, NFL. So, busy week in the NFL.
I want to start with Odell. Can we start with Odell, please?
Odell Beckham, hell of a game, by the way. 63-yard field goal, longest game since I believe Tom Dempsey did in the 70s against the Detroit Lions.
And how about his stupid comments? Did you see it, Alex?
I watch highlights of the game, but I was working.
Did you see his comments, though, before the game?
No.
He pretty much put his whole team on blast.
That's Odell.
So it's just shut up for once, Odell. I mean, dude, he's so talented. I mean, I personally believe out of talent-wise alone, taking all the mitigating factors out of it, he's the best wide receiver in the NFL. But there's so much baggage that comes with this guy that doesn't come with a Julio Jones or a DeAndre Hopkins.
Or even an Antonio
or,
Brown.
Yeah, Antonio Brown doesn't have close to as much baggage. Or a Michael Thomas, who's slowly becoming a top guy.
This Odell guy's clearly a head case and toxic in his locker room, which, as a Redskins fan, I'm glad to see the Giants suffer. So.
Right, I mean.
Keep it coming, Odell.
It's just, dude, keep your head on straight for once. Like, don't. Everyone knows you're a superstar. Everyone knows Eli Manning can't play football anymore. Don't go to the media and blast your teammates. Don't go to the media and blast your coach's play calling. Don't go to the media and question your team's heart. Do that in the locker room. That's just breaking the locker room code 101. It's like, you don't do that. That really bothered me.
It really bothered me. It's 2018, man. Bashing your team publicly is the thing
he,
now.
Did you know, see his quotes? He literally says, they asked him, is Eli the future at quarterback? He's like, I don't know. He has to play better if he wants to be the
future. He's being realistic. Eli is terrible.
Don't say that. Obviously, he's being realistic. Eli's awful. He's the worst starting quarterback in the NFL, in my opinion. But don't go to the media and say that.
Okay, but I'm just saying that. You know what?
Questioning Pat Shermer's play calling. And
Pat Shermer's a terrible coach.
And once again, I agree with that. But keep that stuff in the locker room.
He's telling the truth. Like, I don't have a big problem with it.
That's how you divide your team.
The team's not going to – it's not like you're the Steelers and you have a chance. You're the Giants. What are they going to do this year?
What are they going to do next year once they actually draft
maybe
the quarterback?
Maybe in this way you get some – yeah, maybe you get a new quarterback. Maybe things change. And maybe that time
Odell
will be like, I'm cool now.
Justin Herbert goes to the Giants. The Oregon guy. With Saquon and Odell.
They have all the talent in the world, but no offensive line. So I don't see them doing anything for the next couple years at least.
You don't think? I mean, Nate Solder's been a good addition there. Ugh, it's just the rest
he's
of that.
He's washed up. He's past his prime.
I don't know. We'll see. I like Nate Solder. I think he's I mean, he's protected Tom Brady's blind side for how many years? So
exactly. He's not there anymore.
So I if he can do that for Tom Brady and make him still look like a top three quarterback when he's 42, I believe in Nate Solder. The rest of that O-line, though, how about Eric Flowers? Barely bend them knees. So, congrats on your win. We'll see if your Redskins can pull out a win tonight, Monday Night Football versus the Saints. They are big underdogs, according to Vegas. 6.5.
Playing at New Orleans.
At New Orleans. So we'll see.
It'll be a shootout.
Yeah.
We'll see if the Redskins' run defense can show up. I think that will determine the game.
Mm-hmm. And once again, listeners, if you're wondering why we are talking about a Monday night game, that when it's Wednesday, we record on Mondays. So if you're asking why haven't they talked about the result of the game, because it hasn't happened yet. So just a little disclaimer. Okay, so you've talked about this game, so we'll dive right into Monday.
Clutch kick, by the way, by Graham Gano. That was really, really clutch.
63
and
yards.
And covered up a lot of the flaws Carolina currently has right now.
It seems like Carolina
is
finding
a lot of flaws there. Their defense, I mean, their secondary's atrocious. It's really bad. Cam Newton barely has any receiving weapons. Not named Christian McCaffrey. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Not named Christian McCaffrey.
White running back, by the way.
Funchess is. I like Funchess. He can't be your number one guy. DJ Moore. He had a crucial catch in that last drive, but
Greg
he's
Olson's
still been very
out.
Underwhelming. And Greg Olson's hurt, obviously. So
R.I.P. G-Reg. You're my favorite rapper.
Curtis Samuel, my guy's kind of been a bust, even though he had a touchdown yesterday. I love Curtis Samuel. Go Buckeyes.
Okay, so we'll dive right into the Sunday games. We'll get off to the local game first. Ugly game, but you guys won it with an ugly as hell kick, a knuckleballer.
Hey, did it go through the uprights?
Yeah, it went through. But
so there that's what matters. I love my Browns.
A couple of things I was noticing getting into the game. Why didn't Jarvis Landry run out of bounds?
I agree with that. Yep, that was a mistake by Jarvis there.
Another question I want to have is, your kicker still missed that field goal before.
That was a 55-yard
goal.
I'm not.
Do you have faith in this kicker? Do you think that this kicker will carry you? I mean, be serviceable.
I think he can be serviceable, yes. I would not bet my life savings on it for sure. He missed the PAT, which was not good. He missed a 55-yarder. I'm fine with him missing a 55-yarders are obviously.
But he barely made a chip shot.
Well, that one got blocked, if you saw.
Okay.
If you saw the replay, Tony Jefferson did get a hand on that. I'm just happy, man. 2-2-1, which is crazy. We're 2-2-1. We'd be first in the NFC East if the Redskins lost tonight. But instead, we're last in our AFC North division.
This shows how
good our division is. And to beat the Ravens, too, even better.
This is
a lot of divisional games.
Even better, especially the fact that's the Ravens. Ugh. All those Ravens fans yapping their mouths.
Raven hater. Come on, man. This is Baltimore.
Yeah. You know why I call the Ravens? The Ratbirds. That's why I call them. The Ratbirds. It's
the
Baltimore
Pigeons, man. They're the
Baltimore Ratbirds.
That's pretty clever, Dolores. I haven't heard that one before. Okay, but
Enjoy your loss, Baltimore.
You're just
11 more games of Joe Flacco.
You're just mad because they're the original Browns.
Yes.
Well, I love my team. I'll take my team over the current Ratbirds team any day of the week. My team just proved they're better because we just won.
At home. We'll see. It's their defense showing up to play.
You're 2-2-1, Sebastian. This is the farthest you've probably been in a long time.
Farthest since Mike Pettine back in 14.
The Mike Pettine era. I remember Brian Hoyer, and then Johnny Manziel came in that great game against the Bengals and got sacked like every play. And I don't remember who it was.
Carlos,
but they were doing the
Money.
That was not the but it was the
right,
Johnny Money chant.
Yep.
Yeah. But
is he still garbage up in Quebec?
Yeah, he's playing Montreal Alouettes. Oh, you know what? Thank you for reminding me because I almost completely forgot to talk about the CFL this week. So There's actually, you know, did you know that it's Canadian Thanksgiving this week?
I sure did.
So today you have a doubleheader, Calgary and Montreal. You can skip that. But if you want to watch Johnny Manziel, I think he'll be playing. And you got Edmonton and Saskatchewan. Those are two really good teams. That'll be a good game. And there was a hell of a game you missed on Friday night. Winnipeg and Ottawa. Ottawa was down by like 21 points. They came back last second, tied it up. And then in overtime, Winnipeg pulled it off. Ottawa was driving down the field. They were going to score a touchdown, but like at the 3-yard line, their guy fumbles. Winnipeg picks up the ball. Game over. Hell of a game.
Did you actually watch that game?
I watched that game.
Amen. A true fan.
True CFL. Calgary has clinched a playoff berth along with Ottawa.
I'm sorry, Matt.
Edmonton and BC are in the hunt along with Winnipeg and Saskatchewan. Hamilton's fighting Montreal and Toronto. Who cares? So it's just a couple more weeks. It's week 17. There's just, I think, 3 more weeks left, and then we get the playoffs and then the Grey Cup the Sunday after Thanksgiving. So I'm psyched. I'm excited.
Pumped.
Yeah. When it comes to CFL, you always got to look out for the 500 teams that make the playoffs, because the last 2 years they've won the Grey Cup.
It's about going in hot.
Yeah, it's all about hot. Anyway, back to the NFL. We were talking about kickers. Did you know who the Browns were considering at one point?
Kyra Santos.
Recently, they were considering Mason Crosby. But I don't think they're going to be considering him anymore.
No, they weren't. They weren't considering Mason
Crosby. I heard that on NFL Network. Maybe that was a joke.
Went 0 for 4.
Yeah, that was probably a joke.
He went 0 for 4, missed an extra point. A lot of them were chip shots, and it was an indoor stadium.
Mason Crosby. Let him be.
He did make one field goal in garbage time when the game was already over.
Yeah. So. You know how great Mason Crosby's been for the past 5 years?
One of the most clutch kickers in the NFL. I'll put him top five. But after yesterday...
Just even remember a year and a half ago what he did with in that Dallas game. So clutch. And he has one bad game. This is the first time he's had a bad game in I don't even know how long.
He's on my fantasy team.
And we're just killing him. Like, and Packers fans are just like, oh, we must cut him no matter what. If you gave me the opportunity, if I was the Browns general manager and I had the opportunity to sign Mason Crosby, I would sign him in a heartbeat. I would be like, please.
So you would want him as your kicker?
Absolutely.
Over whoever your guy is
now?
Who's
this guy?
Over Greg Joseph? Yeah, 100%.
Okay. I'll be sure to...
110%.
All right. I'll keep that in mind. Another thing I want to talk about in this game... The Lions are giving the ball to Kerryon Johnson, which is what I've been stressing, but they are still splitting him time with LeGarrette Blount. Let's look at the – between them, they had 24 –
I'll say this, though. Kerryon did get hurt.
Yes, he did, and I hope he will get better. Did you hear anything new about that injury report?
It was an ankle injury, right?
Because I know he said he could have come out. Like, he could have come back in.
Yeah, but the game was out of hand at that point, so.
So we'll see. But 12 carries, 70 yards for Kerryon. That's pretty good. Let's look at LeGarrette Blount. He did have 2 rushing touchdowns.
12 for 22,
thank you. LeGarrette Blount can't do anything else except run up the middle for 2 yards. That is fine when you're at the goal line like today. I say have him like a goal line specialist. You need to carry through for a 2-3-yard touchdown run. Fine. Otherwise, let Kerryon do it. The man has earned his job. I mean, for God's sakes, 100-yard rusher first since 2013? Just put the man on there. Stop trying to split this time with LeGarrette Blount. LeGarrette Blount is taking away from Kerryon Johnson. And I do want to say Kenny Galladay is the best receiver on the team. Did you see that play he had? It was a 60-yard reception, stiff-arming the hell out of Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. I mean, good God, that man had a family, and he just stiff-armed the hell out of him like that. Kenny Galladay is great. So
he really has taken over as the Lions' number one option. And that's
definitely
a team stack. They have what?
Golden Tate, Marvin Jones. Yeah. I like Galladay at number two personally. I've always liked Marvin Jones at number one. I think Golden Tate's kind
of
your slot guy.
Yeah, Galladay's just
Golden
been
Tate,
impressing
you know
me more
you're
and more
get
this year.
With Golden Tate, just not too much, but it's like your classic 6 catches for 50 yards,
right?
Something like that. Galladay is definitely their biggest like deep threat.
Definitely.
And their big play guy.
Most of.
And he's definitely made a lot of big ones.
He's showing up
so far this year. Marvin Jones is like I'd say he's your go-to guy just whenever you need a first down or a situation like that.
One catch for a touchdown.
There we go.
Yeah. Was it a touchdown you said, Marvin Jones?
Yeah, it was an 8-yard touchdown pass.
Hey, that's 6.8 points in fantasy right there.
Yep. Which I'm not getting. I'm 0-5 this year.
Dreadful.
Alex.
I had Jimmy Garoppolo as one of my starters. So that didn't work out. But, yeah, so Kenny Golladay, I think, is still the best receiver on our team. Looking over at the Packers, they're 2-2-1. They seem to be – Aaron Rodgers still looks pretty solid, but it's kind of the thing where he can't put the entire – he's not Greg Jennings where he can put the team on his back, though. You seen that video?
Oh, I love that video.
How is he running with a broken leg?
Greg Jennings.
The best wide receiver
in the league.
And did you see the one he did about Marshawn Lynch's run against the Saints? Oh, that's hilarious.
I remember.
Look at this. I can't say it, but look at this beast. I never seen that put the team on his back like that. Shut up, Drew Brees. I'll have to play it.
Anquan's so strong.
Yeah. Man, we'll have to show you these videos. Oh, shoot. Darren Sharper, one of the most hottest hitting safeties in the league. But I put the team on my back, though. Screw it. You can't stop me. Cross the plane. Touchdown. Greg Jennings. See, I've seen that movie, that video too many times. All right, man. But enough about Greg Jennings.
Aaron Rodgers, but give the man something, please. Just give the man something. If Aaron Rodgers, you take Aaron Rodgers off the Packers and just replace him with, like, let's say a Derek Carr or Andy Dalton, they're nowhere near a playoff team. Nowhere near. They would be 5-11, 6-10 at best. Aaron Rodgers covers up so many flaws for them. He's like the LeBron of basketball. He literally carries them time after time after time. I feel for the guy. And he actually handles it professionally, unlike Odell. He doesn't go to the media.
He's known to be a hothead from time to time.
Yeah, but in his locker room. He doesn't go to the media and says all that.
Well, he's professional in that sense, sure. The Packers' biggest problem is, A, they can't run the football, and B, their defense can't stop the run.
And that's been the Packers for how many years now? Has that been Green
Bay? Pretty much Aaron Rodgers' entire
existence.
Whole
career. It's, man.
Do you think a lot of this falls on Mike McCarthy?
I think a lot of it falls on, of course. I mean, they can't call plays correctly either. And I think a lot of it falls on their ownership and their general manager for being cheap. Green Bay,
definitely.
Imagine if Green Bay had Khalil Mack instead of Chicago.
They'd be a much different football team. They would have
And Chicago would not be where they are right now. They wouldn't be.
Chicago's the dark horse. They're really taking
the
lead.
I think that's Chicago's division to win. I really do. I think they're going to win that division.
I think Green Bay is in trouble because, like you said, that division is too stacked.
It's
the
stacked,
Lions
yeah.
are bipolar. They might be good. They might
they're
be bad. You never know. The Bears, I think, are legit.
Last. The Vikings can be legit.
Yeah, Vikings can.
I think the
Packers are in trouble.
I think so, too. They need to step it up. I think Rodgers will find a way, but, man.
Here's their way right here. I have a bold prediction for you. Hear me out.
All right, go right ahead.
I see the Packers trading for Le'Veon Bell, turning their team around, going to the playoffs. Maybe he's a wild card team.
I pray that they do that, one, for Rodgers. He can actually have a running game. When's the last time he had a running game? And don't give me the Eddie Lacy.
I couldn't
BS.
Tell you.
Ryan Grant?
Oh, come on. No.
He was playing when Amon Green was there, right?
But I would like that. Le'Veon would be great there. I've heard some stuff that he's that they're definitely going to trade him. I've heard the most likely suitor as of now is Tampa Bay, which is very interesting. You add in, Tampa has no run game either.
Right.
With Peyton Barber and Ronald Jones, who's going to be a bust, as it looks like right now. But you put Le'Veon Bell with Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson and O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate. And
big playability all around.
With Ryan Fitzpatrick
at quarterback right now.
It's well, Jameis Winston's going to...
He's coming back.
Jameis Winston, they announced, is going to start week six.
No more Fitzception?
No more. Fitzpatrick.
Did they not?
It's Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's why I call him Fitz Pick Trick. You take the Pat and replace it with Pick. That's his rightful name.
That's pretty clever. I never heard that one before. But anyway.
Hey, that's what I do.
Do they not know that that man went to Harvard?
Yeah. He's a genius.
He's a genius. Like, and the media never brings it up that he went to Harvard. And I never bring it up that he went to Harvard.
I know. It's, I mean, completely misunderstood. Beard. Only, you can only get that beard at Harvard.
I know. No, nice. I saw that. Biggest, another huge one. Chiefs are 5-0. They beat the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Trounce the Jaguars, man.
Mahomes looked human. Only 313 yards. No touchdowns, and he threw two picks.
I think it's safe eventually to say he's going to
come. Is he going
to
come crashing down to earth soon? Because this is the first game where he's looked human.
I mean, what's your definition of crashing down to earth?
He's going to have a bad game. Like, throw a lot of picks, they're going to lose a game because of him.
Sure. That happens to every quarterback in the history.
Is it going to happen a number of times where maybe not they're going to doom their season, but it might, where Andy Reid, playoffs, where it will screw up and bite them?
The Chiefs won't do anything in the playoffs. I'll go that far right now. But
well, yeah, I mean, I agree with him.
They're looking like a really good team because of Andy Reid's play calling. He has really set up this offense around Mahomes and...
The AFC is a crapshoot right now.
It is. They're in a relatively
NFC
weak division.
The NFC is so top heavy, in a way. They're all the best teams reside in the NFC,
right?
Pretty much.
AFC's
and the AFC,
you have
Kansas City, Jacksonville's aight, but their offense sucks. Bortles went back to being the
Bortles. Right.
I believe
Bortles.
In Blake Bortles. Don't you talk
Titans?
TJ Yeldon's looking good.
Titans. Matt said it earlier. All a bunch of times when he was on the show. They always pull Titans whenever you raise expectations for them. They'll pull a clunker like they did against the Bills.
Right.
The Bills. the Patriots are not really the same. The Steelers are a mess. I mean, the Ravens, you saw what happened to them yesterday.
I think the Chargers have a good chance.
The Chargers are legit. I would agree with you there.
I'm still holding
on. What about
hope.
My Browns? Don't forget about my Browns. And Cincinnati, by the way. Give them credit, but I'm not going to believe in them until they win a playoff
game. The
Bengals.
Yeah, they're really clicking on all cylinders, the Bengals are.
So now, but unfortunately, Matt isn't here today, but I'm sure he would love to talk about Marcus Mariota.
He loves Mariota.
Let's talk about his game. 129 yards passing, and he threw an interception.
I'll say this, though. Did you see that key drop by Nick Williams?
I did see that key drop.
That pretty much...
I don't think the Titans can sustain these kinds of ugly wins. Eventually the defense is going to have an off game, and the offense has got to pick up the pace. And when Marcus Mariota is barely averaging 200 yards passing, and he's throwing more – Emily, look at his stats. Marcus Mariota, he has thrown only 676 yards passing this season. That's in five games.
I'll give you a
– Only two touchdown passes, and he has thrown four interceptions. He has a quarterback rating of 49.1.
Ugh. On the season?
You cannot, yeah, you cannot. Mariota, you cannot. He's got to do miles better than what he's doing. You're 3-2 because of your defense. You can't, even like the 2000 Ravens with Trent Dilfer, like, I don't think we're that bad as far as their offense and their quarterback. Like, Mariota's got to be better. I know Matt's probably listening and nodding his head. I wonder if he's
probably cursing him out yesterday.
Probably saying that he's done with him. But even the running game, they're not really getting much from Henry or Lewis.
Yeah.
It's not sustainable. You're going to have to rely on your offense. Like, with the way you're going right now, you might pull a Jeff Fisher and go 7-9, but I'm not even sure if you get that.
I mean, if you see, I don't know if we have Ravens Titans as a pick on today, but
we always do local teams.
Yeah, right. But I'll give you a preview on my sneak peek pick-ems. I think the Baltimore Ravens will absolutely destroy the Tennessee Titans next week. I think the Ravens are going to play mad, and I know the Ravens from watching them in my division. I've called every single one of their games correct so far, believe it or not. I think they will destroy, except the Pittsburgh game. Except the Pittsburgh game. I apologize. I was wrong about the Pittsburgh game. But other than that, I think they will destroy the Titans. I think the Ravens' defense, especially at secondary, will eat Marcus Mariota alive. I think Matt will leave his job early and come in to talk to us next week about how horrible and how much he just wants Marcus Mariota out and he wants Blaine Gabbert to be the quarterback.
It's Blaine Gabbert, by the way.
Yeah, Gabbert.
That's how he pronounces it. Speaking of Steelers, they won 41-17. I think the Falcons are done.
I think so too. I'm so disappointed.
The way that division's going.
Guess who picked them to win the Super Bowl?
Yep.
That's not over yet.
You also picked the Mets to win their division, by the way.
I did.
And you looked good for a month.
I did. I looked amazing for a month. We're the best team in the National League.
That month was amazing.
Hey, I'm so good at my predictions. Whenever I'm wrong, they always talk about it because I'm rarely wrong. Right?
Yes.
How about my pick 'em standings?
Speaking of soap opera drama, seems like Antonio Brown and Roethlisberger got off much better. Antonio Brown, 2 touchdowns, 100 yards receiving. Do you think that days of our Steelers, as I call it, the constant soap opera that's been going on this year, do you think that it is settled down even without Le'Veon Bell?
No. I want to see him do it against an actual defense. Atlanta's not an actual defense without their 3 best defensive players who are done for the season. Keanu Neal, Ricardo Allen, Deion Jones. No. I want to see them do it against an actual defense. Then maybe we can talk about it. I'm just going to admit it. Atlanta sucks. I was completely wrong about Atlanta. Now, do I think injuries have a part to do with it? Yes. But I think the main part to do with it is they're not playing hard. If you watch that game, like when they were down 27 to 10, they just quit. It was embarrassing. They just quit. They got a garbage time touchdown, but it frustrated me. They quit. Good teams don't quit. They
Agreed.
Just don't.
And that's coaching.
Yeah. Dan Quinn's a defensive coach, by the way.
Right.
And his defenses are getting shelled week after week. So he's got to step it up, man. I mean, if his defenses continue to be like this for the whole season, he all lose his job. And I understand what Dan Quinn has done for the past couple years. He's led him to the Super Bowl 1 year, and he's led him to another playoff season,
right? Yeah, last year.
But the one thing, and this happens every time, whenever a team has success, they just ignore the fact of the head coach's specialties. This is what happened to Chuck Pagano every single year. His defenses every year stunk. They were bottom 5 in the NFL every single season. And how many years was he there? 5, 6, 7, 8? I don't even know because it was so long.
Too long.
I mean,
just got to play one game at a time.
It's
cliche master Chuck Pagano.
He was 28th or worse in defense every single season. And he's a defensive guy. And he somehow found a way to keep his job. It's just mind-blowing to me. The Falcons would still be the same team if Sarkisian was the head coach. Because Dan Quinn can't stop do anything with his defenses right now. If you're a defensive head coach, your job is to make sure your defense is good. And he's not doing that. And if you notice, also, the NFL is shifting to pretty much all young offensive head coaches. The Rams with McVay.
Yeah.
The Bears with Nagy. Mm-hmm. The Redskins 4 years ago with Jay Gruden. I mean, the Raiders, not young, but John Gruden. The Giants offensively with Pat Shurmur. Well, I don't know what they were thinking there. Pat Shurmur, love you to death. No, I don't. You're a failure with the Browns. Just in general, so many offensive head coaches now. I mean, either hire a defensive coach. Dan Quinn, get your defense right, or hire a defensive coach that can actually fix the defense.
You want to talk
about
a coach? He
has a great offensive mind. Hugh Jackson. You know what I texted you yesterday? After you were one, you texted me that Ric Flair quote, woo-woo, and everything. I'm like, Hugh Jackson was the key to all of this, and you don't appreciate that.
Yeah, he really was. Not.
Here's a coach that's been around for you too long. Jason Garrett of the Dallas Cowboys.
I 100% agree
with that.
I did not catch the game. They lost, and it was an overtime. Did he screw up? Did he make a bad decision?
Yes. I mean, he's so conservative. There's that 4th-and-1. That they should have gone for, in my opinion. I was screaming at my TV, said, go for it, go for it. Didn't go for it.
punted it, lose the game. So that was
pretty. This is a big game for the Texans, though.
Yeah, Houston's gone back in it now. Exactly. Houston's only a game out now of the AFC South.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was my AFC South pick the beginning of the year. So I jumped off them. Can I jump back on? I mean, they're playing well. They're playing well. So we'll see what happens. And the way, I don't think the Titans will keep this up. And if Bortles continues to Bortle it up, then...
You mean be great? Because he is a great quarterback.
At throwing interceptions, you're right.
Interceptions to his own team.
Yeah, throwing it off the offensive
That's reverse psychology there.
No, throwing it off the offensive lineman's helmet, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So like you had spike, one bad throw. Who doesn't?
On the two-yard line?
Who doesn't throw four interceptions in a game? You know, would you say that about Nathan Peterman?
I did. Believe it or not, I did. Sorry, Nate.
Moving on to the next game, the Chargers and the Raiders. Let me tell you something about this guy, John Gruden. Spider 2Y Banana. This guy right here is 1-4, should be 0-5. And let me tell you something about this guy right here. I got rid of Khalil Mack, and now he's tearing it up at Chicago. Is this guy going to get fired?
This John Gruden fella?
John Gruden is absolutely...
Let me tell you something about this guy.
Let's just get rid of the fire talk right away.
Oh, he just signed a 10-year
contract. John
Gruden
is nowhere near getting fired. John Gruden can lose the rest of his games by 30-plus points. He ain't going anywhere. He's not going anywhere for at least 5 years. John Gruden...
Remember 2 years ago when everyone thought the Raiders were coming back?
Yeah.
What happened? Derek Carr got injured, but he's still back. Doesn't look like the guy he was 2 years ago.
Derek Carr, I'm telling you right now, Derek Carr has not played well at all year.
Very mediocre. And
his contract is a lot of non-guarantees. His next year is a lot of guarantees, but next year, it's pretty much non-guaranteed contract. So if he doesn't play well this year and next year, I would not be surprised if John Gruden just says, hey, I got 8 more years left. Give me time to develop a quarterback I want. And not handling to me and just move on from Derek Carr. Derek Carr has not been impressive at all. I mean, did you see that red zone interception he had versus the Chargers early yesterday? He was moving around, first and goal from the one. He was scrambling and he just chucks it up in the middle where three Chargers are there and one Raider. He's swarmed by Chargers and it gets picked off.
Smart quarterbacks don't do that. And he's been in the league long enough, you could say he's experienced. He's got to make better decisions.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the Raiders are a mess. They should be 0-5. We won't get into that.
The ref apologized for what
he apologized, Sebastian. You seem to accept that.
Now, I don't really care about apologies. I care about wins and losses. And
it's a hard job for the refs.
It's not that hard of a job. I ref soccer games.
And I hope one day you call back a goal, and then everyone hates you, and then you're like, wow, I shouldn't have been so hard on that.
I'm actually pretty good at my job, believe it or not. I'm pretty good at being a referee.
Just one day, it's going to happen. Look what happened to Jim Joyce.
Oh, jeez. That's a throwback. What was that, 07?
010.
That's 10?
I'll never forget that game. But
oh, yeah. Hey, you're safe.
He was not safe.
He was safe. Jim Joyce said it. You're safe.
Of course, you have the Chiefs that are undefeated. Also have the Rams. They're looking like the powerhouse of the NFC right now. How far do you think the Rams
are
going to
get? I think the NFL. I mean, they're on fire. I think they're going to represent
the NFC. I think the Rams
in the Super Bowl.
I called them going to the Super Bowl along with Jags. I still look good in that decision.
You look good with the Rams. You don't look good with the
Jags. I think
Jags.
I look good with the Jags. But
hey, you look better than my pick. You look way better than my pick. Both my picks are... flunking.
God loves Jags.
I picked the Falcons and the Steelers. Womp, 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 womp.
But, yeah, let's talk about Rams. Seahawks, although it came down to a quarterback sneak. Jared Goff didn't have as good of a game as last game where he was amazing. But I still think Goff is still competing for MVP award. Or, you know, his teammate is competing it for Todd Gurley. I think this is... greatest show on turf 2.0. Gurley is like, with his versatility, is like Marshall Faulk. Goff is putting up numbers like Warner. You got Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods being like.
I think it's a little bit of a stretch to say it's the greatest show on turf 2.0. I mean,
the way they had a good year last year.
Still, five games. Let's see if they can win a Super Bowl. and then we can dub it.
Okay. But I'm just saying, the way they've been looking,
and
like
a
they're
lot
the best
of it
team in the
is
league.
Sean McVay, dude. A lot of it. Like, you love like, Sean let's McVay. Say, take Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp off the Rams and put them on a general
You're a Skins
team,
fan, right?
Like the Cowboys.
So you feel bad about letting him go?
Most definitely. Yeah. I miss him. How old is he? He's the youngest.
He's
head
like
coach 30. Ever.
He's only 32.
It's nuts.
Ridiculous.
But take Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods, put them on the Cowboys. Nowhere near what they're doing right now at the Rams. They're just not.
Yeah, I agree. I'm totally not saying it. It's definitely a result of the coach.
I think Bruce and Torrey Holt would be great wherever they go.
Okay. I'm saying still that the way they're putting up numbers, it's like those. It's reminding me of those teams.
Okay.
And Mike Martz. You know?
What's he doing now?
I don't even know what he's doing now.
As a throwback.
He coached the Bears. He was offensive coach for the Bears and the Lions for a few years. And so that wraps up. What other games you want to talk about? Vikings, Eagles. Anything
to
say about that?
Yeah, I would like
maybe
to
the
talk
best game
about
of the
that.
Week was that one.
How
Kirk
about
Cousins coming out
Fly
with a
Eagles.
Vengeance?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins played well. I'm going to give Kirk that.
And it was a rematch of the NFC Championship.
I might be Kirk Cousins' biggest critic in the United States of America, but Kirk played well. I'm going to give him that. Congratulations, Kirk. That's how you play quarterback in the National Football League. Leading them on a clutch drive. Great kick by Dan Bailey to wrap that game up. I mean, good for Kirk. Good for the Vikings. 2-2-1. Played well. Now they'll probably go 3-2-1. They got Arizona next. That's a pretty...
It's a winnable game.
Easy win, I'd say. Although they completely, if they can lose to the Bills at home, they might as well could lose to the Cardinals at home. So we'll see. But the Vikings played well, and as it for the Eagles, just what I thought would happen has happened to them. Super Bowl hangover, man. It just doesn't lose. Just doesn't lose.
They're also a little banged up right now.
They are.
I wouldn't count the Eagles out. They're a strong team to the bitter
I wouldn't
end.
Count them out either, but I just don't think they're going
to. They came back from a huge deficit to make it a game. So.
I still don't believe they're going to win that division. So we'll see what happens. I think it's between Washington and Dallas, if you ask me.
Get out. You think the Cowboys? No. Nah.
I picked the Cowboys to win it at the beginning
Cowboys
of the year.
Cowboys are mediocre.
Cowboys
are
mediocre.
You'll see, man. Cowboys can. Zeke.
I like Zeke.
They got a great defense this
Above
year.
Above average defense, great O line, below average quarterback and wide receiver core.
I wouldn't say below average quarterback. I'd say atrocious wide receiver core. Dak Prescott can't throw the ball to himself.
No.
So I would agree with you on the receiver core. I think Dak's a little better than advertised, though. He made a lot of great throws. Did you see that throw where he spun out of the pocket on that left side and just winged it to – who was it? He winged it to someone. I don't remember. It was like a 30-yard throw on the left side. He swinged out, went to his left side. It was a beautiful throw. A lot of throw. Great throw, really. A throw Kirk Cousins wish he could make. Had to get my daily Kirk Cousins shot in.
If you were wondering where Mike Martz is now, he is the current head coach for the San Diego Fleet of the American Alliance Football League.
What the hell is the American Alliance Football League? I know all about these BS, like, little league. Let me look this up for you fans of the American Alliance Football League.
Alliance of American Football. I apologize.
That sounds like something communist.
They're going to compete with the XFL when it comes back.
Right. Oh, they're not even – they haven't even played a – their inaugural season's next year. $10 says they won't even have it come out. Anyway, moving on
and
to
we go,
college.
And who are the other games? Arizona,
that was it. We pretty much – yeah, Arizona.
Arizona had a big win versus
noticeable.
San Francisco.
Pop open the Champagnes Browns because everyone in the NFL has won a game.
How about the Dolphins, too? Well, I want to get to the
you
Dolphins.
You missed that. Everyone in the NFL has won a game, so you can pop open your champagne.
Yeah. Good for the Cardinals.
Your record is safe. Our record is safe.
True. The Dolphins. I want to talk about the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah. Bengals, Dolphins.
Miami proved once again why we can never trust them. 17-0 going into the fourth quarter against the Bengals, and you blow it.
Well, attest to the Bengals, man. They're hot.
Oh, it's a great
their defense
credit
showed
the Bengals for a great comeback. But my goodness, did you see the Tannehill pick six that tied the game up?
Yeah.
I mean, What was that?
Tannehill at his finest.
Yeah.
He is not a good quarterback.
Ay, ay, ay. That was insane. That's why Miami will never change. Nah. Miami, they will never win that division because they are just, they don't know how to handle success. 3-0, just sticking out their chests. And they once again, apart. Up 17-0, they're probably sticking out their chest again. Like, oh, we wrap, game over. It's a wrap. Football's a 60-minute game, not a 45-minute game, guys.
Right. You know who they need. You know who they need to bring back.
Oh, smoking Jay Cutler. Don't do that.
Smoking Jay Cutler.
Or what about that O-line coach?
The one that was doing blow with his mistress. That was awesome.
And my boy Sammy D, Sam Darnold.
Oh yeah, Sammy D, 3 touchdowns. He's on his way to eliteness. Am I right?
Oh yeah,
he's hot and cold.
I love Sam Darnold. That's one thing you'll learn about me quickly. I love that guy.
I like him more.
I like his aggressiveness, too.
That's going to get him in trouble.
No, it's not. Not in trouble at all. That's what's going to make him a great quarterback, actually. The better quarterbacks in the NFL, believe it or not, like Andrew Luck and Big Ben, they actually lead the league or are close to the league in turnovers. But all we do is talk about how great they are because they – continue to be aggressive and continue to make clutch plays. That's what Sam Darnold has, man.
I like Sam Darnold more than Baker Mayfield.
I do, too. I do, too.
The man wins you 2 games, and you're hating on him.
I like Baker Mayfield.
You're just ridiculous.
Baker Mayfield has played
well
for us.
You've hated that man from the start.
I did not like him coming out of college. That's correct. I ranked him number 4 out of the 5 first-round quarterbacks. I had him pretty much I had him better than everyone except Josh Rosen. And Josh Rosen is a walking piece of mediocrity. So, yeah, that's it. And the Patriots with that dominating win, too, on Thursday Night Football. Colts, Andrew Luck, and a bunch of nobodies.
No surprise there.
So, yeah, that should wrap up NFL.
All right, so now we will be moving into college. Nothing huge, but I do.
Shout out to your Michigan State Spartans.
Yeah, let me get my little rant about Michigan State out of the way.
I cannot wait for this.
I am officially.
This is what I've been waiting for.
I'm officially tired of Brian Lewerke. He has thrown another interception. The offense has struggled constantly. Let's look at the rushing yards. 96. We had. Let's look at the rushing yards. Let's look at the rushing yards. Did I say we're going to look at the rushing yards? Let's look at the rushing yards. The team as a total, 24 carries, 96 yards. As a team, that is our total rushing yards.
Lewerke was 7 of those carries.
Yeah, 7 of those carries. Lewerke threw another interception. He now has 6 on the year. He's also thrown quite a few in the red zone. We just lost to Northwestern, a team that, let me remind you.
Hey. Guess who beat Northwestern?
Yeah.
My Zips. The Akron Zips, man. That's what we do.
A team that's lost to
Akron
Duke
beat Michigan
and
State?
Akron. A team that's lost to Duke and Akron.
Akron's a good football team. Akron's a very good football team.
Winning the MAC.
Yeah.
We're gonna win
they
the
are
the
a top quality football team.
Antonio Gates is their most notable player, and he didn't even play a football game for them.
You're not going to dog on my Zips, or else I can dog all over your Navy triple option.
Navy's not doing so good. You see that game? We got our
Navy's
butt stomped by Air Force.
Stomped.
We're in trouble.
I know.
Michigan
we miss
State.
You. We miss you, Keenan Reynolds.
Michigan State has no business being in the top 25.
We had no
right
business.
Now.
I'm completely glad that we are out. Yeah, we're out.
Good.
We have Penn State next.
That's a loss. We will be playing
Michigan.
That's a loss?
I don't know about that. We got their number.
Because you're at home, right?
No, we're at the Big House.
Forget about it.
Yeah, that's a loss?
We might. I'm just saying.
Ohio State, that's another loss. So
yeah, because we're playing you guys at East Lansing. We never beat you at East Lansing.
That's 5
losses. I'm not even sure if we can make a bowl game the way we're playing.
That's five losses there. That means 7-5, best case scenario for y'all.
Brian Lewerke.
Hey, who knows? Maybe they can lose a game to Maryland in there.
Yeah.
I think the game of the week this week was Texas at Oklahoma, pulling it out.
Red River rivalry. Yeah.
I would agree with that. That was
Texas.
Waning seconds.
Is Texas back?
Yeah.
No. Heck no.
Absolutely.
A team that
Why
lost
not?
To Maryland. No.
I think
they don't deserve to be
a,
in the top.
They're 5-1, 3-0 in conference play.
I think they rightfully deserve to be in the top 10. They're number 9, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
19.
They moved up to the top 10.
Okay, so this is an old one.
They haven't played the big boys yet.
We'll see how they play against Oklahoma.
They just played against the big boy. They just played against.
I think Oklahoma had an off game. Their defense didn't show up.
They played against Kyler Murray, who's been balling off like crazy lately. Oklahoma's definitely a big boy.
All right. Well, let's see him beat another, and then we'll talk.
I think they can. Mm-hmm. Do they play West Virginia on their schedule? Matt's West Virginia squad is up to number 6.
It's pretty crazy.
And Will Grier, Heisman candidate.
Yeah.
They are playing West Virginia.
All right.
November 3rd.
I bet you the Longhorns will beat West Virginia. I think Texas. I believe in Texas. Texas is back, man. They got a good team. Tom Herman's changing that program. Tom Herman knows what he's doing.
They should have stuck with Charlie Strong, though.
I actually disagree. I think Tom Herman's a better coach than Charlie Strong. I like Charlie Strong.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. Seriously, though, he's doing a good job at South Florida.
Yeah.
That's a good team.
But no, not like Tom Herman's doing it in Texas. Tom Herman's my guy.
Looking at the standings, what team in the ACC is the only undefeated besides Clemson?
NC State.
NC State. They play next week. Or they get a bye week. The next week they play each other. Remember 2 years ago, NC State had them. They were going to beat them, but they missed a chip shot.
Yep.
Last year, I believe, was a close game. I might be calling that an upset next week. I might. I just might.
We'll see.
I really like Clemson. They're my pick. It's going to be them and Bama in the championship game.
Again? Yeah. I don't think so. I'm going to disagree with you there. I think Bama will go back. You're sleeping on my Buckeyes, man. Brutus. Nick Bosa.
Any thoughts on the game this week against Indiana?
Continue to play well. Dwayne Haskins continued to show up and continue to be the great quarterback that he's going to be. And he's going to be a great quarterback in the National Football League as well.
Next question. Can anybody – Alabama had another ho-hum defeat that's – have they played any game that's been close this year?
Alabama?
Because it seems like every game they bench and bring in Jalen Hurts in the fourth.
No, they have not played a single close game because they have no competition.
Can anybody hang with them?
Clemson.
In the SEC?
In the ACC. Is the SEC just a cakewalk for them, even in the championship game?
They're walking away with it, no problem.
I'd say Georgia could hang with them. I'd say LSU could hang with them, too.
LSU
just lost to Florida, though.
I know.
Right, upset.
I know. But I think LSU would be all right. I really do.
Looking at another undefeated team, we have Notre Dame who beat Virginia Tech. Any thoughts on that game from anybody?
Yeah. That was an interesting game, to be honest. Notre Dame's going to go undefeated, like I told you. I believe in Notre Dame.
They got Navy. That's going to be a tough game.
Oh, jeez.
That triple option is going to be
very tough, isn't it? How about Urban Meyer? Did you see Urban Meyer against the game against yesterday versus Saturday? I just got a Bleacher Report notification. It says Urban Meyer experienced a headache that dropped him to his knees on the sideline during the Indiana game.
What was wrong with his head? Did he run into his wide receivers coach and coach beat him up?
This is what I get.
And then did Urban Meyer say, "I don't know. I'm going to deny anything happened"?
No, he did not say anything remotely.
Someone's got a voodoo doll.
Yeah.
For Urban Meyer out there, getting their revenge.
He loves Urban Meyer.
All right. Miami beat Florida State.
That was a great comeback. If you saw Florida State was up, they were up 17-0.
17-0. Came back.
How about those Utah Utes trouncing Stanford?
Yeah.
Is Stanford done?
Oh, yeah.
They're definitely done.
But... Oh, yeah.
4-2. Right. Yeah, I'd say so.
Colorado Buffaloes, baby.
That's another team that's undefeated.
Undefeated.
Do they have
Pac-12?
Do they have a shot at making the college football playoff?
Absolutely. They have a shot cuz they're undefeated. If they continue to go if they finish the year undefeated, you can't hold them out.
Have any of their players been getting in trouble off the field? Cuz I remember 2 years ago they won the trophy. I forget what it's called for most off-season arrests by a college football program.
Really?
Anybody remember that?
No.
Yeah, no. So that's what I think of when I think of Colorado football, besides the Cordell Stewart Hail Mary.
I do not.
Yeah. Just thought I'd throw that out there. what else? Nebraska sucks. Got their butts kicked.
Mississippi State beat Auburn.
Mississippi State beat Auburn.
Yes. That was a big one. That was a big one.
They're a good team, Mississippi State.
Auburn dropped the 21, so they're pretty much toast. That's two losses for them. They're going to have to win out.
Kentucky lost to Texas A&M, yep. too.
Kentucky is probably – is Kentucky now who fallen back to where they usually are?
They're still ranked, believe it or not.
Do you think they're still ranked, or are they going to be like 7-5, 8-4?
I think they'll be an 8-4 football team.
Okay.
I think they can be an 8-4, maybe a 9-3 football team. We'll see.
All right. Now, moving on to the MLB. It's kind of – I haven't watched much. It's kind of been a one-sided – postseason, not a lot of back and forth. Rockies just swept the
other way around. Brewers swept the Brewers Rockies Brewers in dominating side. Fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
Brewers. I think the Rockies put up like 3 runs against them in the whole series.
Correct.
Where you're looking, your Indians are in trouble. They are down 0-2.
They're not in trouble.
Bruh, come on.
They're Who's going for them tonight?
Clevinger. Clevinger versus Keuchel. We're not in trouble.
They're not. They're not going tonight. They're playing like
they're playing as soon as our show's
17
over.
Minutes.
We're not in trouble. No, it's not. It's not over. Let me ask.
You've been dominant. You've been dominant the last 2 games.
All right. Let me ask you guys both this question. Who's the one team in MLB history, who's the only team in MLB history that has won 22 games in a row?
Did they do it this year?
Wasn't it the A's in 2002?
Last year, Cleveland Indians.
Well, we're talking about this year. Indians.
It's the same roster.
And you guys got bumped in the first round anyway.
It's the same roster.
Did you guys get bumped in the first round?
Yes, we did, but it's the same roster.
So
what I'm saying is if any team can beat
the 2013 Detroit Tigers in a row, won like 15 games in a row.
If any team can win 3 games in a row,
they should have been in the postseason.
It's going to be the Cleveland Indians. In fact, I still believe the Cleveland Indians will win this series. I really do. Yeah.
You guys are going to get swept. You're ridiculous.
I really do.
Tonight, we're coming home. You got Clevinger against Dallas Keuchel today.
Clevinger's a ball. I love Clevinger. We don't lose at home either. Home cooking, we're one of the best teams at home. We're 500 on the road, but at home, we're 20 over. We don't lose at home. So I feel good. Games 3 and games 4, definitely we're going to win those. And then game 5. I'll take my chances with Kluber on the hill. I know Kluber had a rough game, and he's had a rough.
You guys are gonna have to face Verlander again.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'll take Kluber on my side.
He looked terrible that
heart,
first
not
game,
with
though.
Your head, man. It's over for the Indians.
No, it's not. Yeah. We still alive.
Houston's my pick to go to the World Series.
Next week, I'm gonna be coming in here, and we're gonna be talking about the miraculous comeback of how the Cleveland Indians.
We'll see.
How did they pull off such a special feat and a great comeback?
Well, you know who my World Series pick was?
Who?
The A's.
Yeah, that must have.
I was feeling
one
a little bit
done.
Crazy.
I would have liked to see that too. They were just too banged up.
All right, then we also have the Dodgers Braves at 4:30. The Dodgers are up 2-1. Rich Hill's taking the mound for the Dodgers, and Mike
Fulton Edwards.
Yeah, that name. We'll be playing for the Braves. Dodgers, I think the Dodgers are going to move on.
I think the Dodgers will move on as well.
They lost a tough one yesterday, I think by a run.
They did?
Yep.
Come back, 5-0 down, come back to tie it up at 5. Freddie Freeman continues to be so clutch for the Braves.
The Dodgers are just stacked. Every facet, pitching, defense, hitting, they do it all.
I think they'll be fine. I think the Dodgers will be fine.
But the biggest question
mark.
They
can lose this game, I still think they'll be fine because they got to go back to LA and then face a Kershaw. Good luck.
Not happening. The only series that's kind of up for grabs right now is the Red Sox-Yankees series. And this is the series everybody's been talking about all year.
And personally, I believe the Yankees are. I'm going to switch my pick. I originally said Boston. I'm going with the Yankees. I'm going to tell you why I'm switching and then flip-flopping. Because not all the Red Sox bullpen, but the back end of the bullpen leading up to Kimbrel is awful. It's really bad. Matt Barnes, Brandon Workman, Ryan Brazier, who pitched in Japan last year. Who else? Drew Pomerantz, and they're probably not even on the roster. Eduardo Rodriguez on Saturday got shelled. It's not good. It's just not good at all.
They're both a couple juggernauts right now. The Yankees hit more
and the
home
Yankees
runs
bullpen is
than any
just
team in history.
So good.
They How's your bullpen doing, by the way?
Our bullpen, other than Andrew Miller, has been pretty good. Andrew Miller and Cody Allen. Cody Allen's I'm about just about ready to say goodbye to Cody Allen. Thanks for the memories. Your time is up. Along with Andrew Miller too. Thanks for the memories. Your time's up. Both of them are free agents. I hope we do not re-sign either of them. Their time is up. Let's go after a guy like Kelvin Herrera of the Nationals. That's what I hope we do. And then keep it with Brad Hand and Simber, Adam Simber, and Oliver Perez, who's been great for us.
Where'd that guy come from, huh?
Yeah.
Number one pick. Ugh.
Hey, he was with you guys last year.
He was
Perez.
Not very good.
He's got ERA just above one this year for us. 47 appearances as a 1.12 ERA.
That's pretty darn good.
He's been.
I'll give it to him.
Been very good for us.
Got the clutch factor going.
And we don't use him because Tito doesn't know how to use a bullpen properly. Tito's lost it. It's frustrating.
You said you're going to be fine.
We will be.
All right.
We just had a rough two games. It's not over till it says it's over. I still believe in my Indians. We will get this job done. I believe.
We will rally together
and get this job done. Move on to the ALCS.
All right. Well, guess what? It is that time of the show where we do our pick'ems. I'm going to load up my pick'ems on my handy-dandy cell phone. Best flip phone. I call it a burner because, you know, ideal stuff.
You know what? You know how much that costs? It's the exclusive one. You got to pay $1 billion or else it's not. It's just not.
They're going to be like really valuable one day.
Indestructible.
All right. So
where are the standings?
Well, let me look at the picks I did last week. Sebastian, everyone had LSU beating Florida. That did not work out well. Sebastian picked Texas.
Thank you.
And we both picked Oklahoma. We all picked Michigan. No surprise there. Sebastian and I picked Kentucky. You picked A&M. So you got that right.
Good job, Ryan.
All three of us picked Auburn. That didn't work out well. All three of us picked Notre Dame. That worked out well. All three of us picked the Pats. That worked out well. Sebastian picked the Chiefs. We both picked the Jags. Sebastian picked the Browns. And we both picked the Ravens. All three of us picked the Eagles. Sebastian picked the Cowboys. Sebastian and I picked the Cowboys. You picked the Texans.
How about your week, Alex?
Yeah. I don't even want to know. Like, Sebastian's still dominating.
Thank you.
And then
that's why I wanted to eat.
The Monday night game's still to be determined. So that was that last week.
So Ryan and I both had pretty good weeks.
So Alex. I gotta tell you, you're leading. You gotta choose a punishment for me and Matt. If you're gonna be the leader of the best record, you gotta make a punishment for us. I make Matt watch a movie I think he's gonna hate. Matt makes me watch a movie he thinks I'm gonna hate. Are you going to try to make me watch a movie?
I like this game. Well, the winner can decide what the loser has to do.
Watch a crappy movie.
I got to think about that. Ooh, yeah. I got one for you.
All right.
I got a crappy movie for you.
What is it?
Have you seen the movie Ponyo?
I don't even know what the hell that is.
It's a little kid's movie that I watched as a five-year-old.
Well, that movie's actually good.
I hated that movie.
I like Ponyo.
I hated that movie so much.
If you like anime, you'll like Ponyo.
Is it spelled with a K?
Hmm?
Is it spelled with a K?
Ponyo. P-O-N-Y-O, I think.
Ponyo. Let me look this up.
It's a horrible movie.
Studio Ghibli. It's Studio Ghibli. No, actually, you know what? Never. I will watch that. I will watch that. Okay.
That is
my punishment.
You're
going to make me punish. You're going to really punish me. I'm going to really hate you for this. I so hate you for this. You've made it. You've made your decision. You cannot backtrack on the punishment. I have to watch Ponyo.
That's fine. You have to watch Ponyo.
Okay. Anyway, to the pick'ems. We'll start with college because we do local games. Rutgers, Maryland.
Oh,
God. Maryland.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Ryan.
I'm going to go with Maryland.
Oh, Rutgers.
Hey, they were good once.
Greg Schiano days.
Yeah. Beats by Ray. Yeah. Also.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. That's not nice.
Georgia, LSU.
That's at LSU, right?
Yes, I believe so.
I'm going Georgia.
I'm not picking LSU again.
You're picking LSU again?
No, I'm not picking LSU again.
I am picking LSU again. I'm going to go with the Tigers.
Bold. They need to win this game if they're going to do anything.
I believe in the Tigers. I believe in Eddie Orgeron.
Never believe in the Tigers.
I believe in Eddie Orgeron.
Never believe in the Tigers. But especially in that tough division.
Yeah. Baseball. Hey, the AL Central is the best division.
It definitely is.
In all of sports. It's the barn burner. It's what prepared us to rally together to come back from this 2-0 deficit.
Washington, Oregon.
In Eugene?
Yes.
I'm going to go Washington.
I'm going to go Washington as well.
I will go Washington as well. So that's unanimous. Okay. And then last one for college, Michigan and Wisconsin.
Michigan.
At Wisconsin?
Yes.
I'm going to agree with Ryan, and I'm going to go Michigan.
I'm going to go with Wisconsin just because – I don't like Jim Harbaugh. NFL. Thursday night, because you always do Thursday night games.
Such a bad game.
Eagles, Giants.
Womp, womp.
Duh, Eagles.
Yeah. Eli, I can't throw in the pocket.
He can't throw anywhere.
That squirt gun arm. I bet you a pistol probably could throw farther than Eli Manning.
Don't hit me. Don't hit me. I'm Eli. Don't hit me. I'm a nice guy.
Eagles are going to destroy them.
Okay. Bears, Dolphins.
Bears.
I will make that unanimous unless Sebastian.
I agree.
All right.
The Bears.
All right. Panthers, Redskins.
Gotta go with my skins. It's going to be a good game.
I'm going to go with the Redskins as well.
I'm going to go with Carolina.
You have the Skins beating the Saints this week, but losing to Carolina next week, eh?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, I don't see that logic there.
probably going to be a 12-9 game, Ravens-Titans.
I'm going the Baltimore Ravens.
I'm going to have to go with the Ravens as well.
I will go with the Ravens as well. Suck it, Matt.
Yeah, your team sucks, Matt.
Marcus Mariota, greatest quarterback ever. Okay, and... Chiefs, Pats. Oh, that's a good
one. That's Sunday night. It's going to be a great game.
I'm going to go Chiefs. They're going to stay undefeated.
And I'm going to agree with Ryan. I'm going to take the Chiefs as well.
I'm going to say this is where Mahomes finally comes crashing down. Going the Patriots.
Am I agreeing with you? I might have every single pick he does.
And then barn burner.
So a horrible
Monday
game.
Night game. The worst Niners game. Packers. Best game of the week.
Horrible Packers.
Yeah, Packers.
Such a bad game.
Make that unanimous. All right.
The clap of the flip.
Here's Boom. Another one. Can we just like pick who's going to win the Red Sox-Yankees series?
I'll take the Yankees.
I'm going with the Sox.
I'll go with the Sox.
All right.
As well. All right, clones, that wraps up this week's episode of the Jim Rome Show. I am your host this week, Jim Rome. And with me, as always,
with the Gruden Grinder,
this guy right here. And these are my clones.
I love your Gruden ones. This is the best.
This guy right here. Yeah. Spider2Y Banana.
That's so. See, he sounds exactly like him.
It's the steak guy you're doing. That's what gives it away.
That is so good. Thank you. I've worked
2 minutes on that. But anyway, clones, this has been Jim Rome Show. I'm your host, Alex Baker / Jim Rome. With me, like always, are
Sebastian Merrick
and Ryan Record.
We'll see you next week.